Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, back again on Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train barreling towards a brick wall? That anxious buzz just won't quit, right? Well, guess what? You are not alone. Fear and anxiety, they're the unwelcome guests at every party these days. But here's the thing. We can be awesome hosts, kicking those negative vibes to the curb. Today we're diving headfirst into a powerful tool that can help you reclaim your peace of mind, positive affirmations. Think of it like this. Your brain is constantly running a dialogue with itself. Sometimes that dialogue gets pretty brutal, filled with self-doubt and negativity. But what if we could rewrite those scripts? What if we started telling ourselves empowering stories instead? That's where affirmations come in. They are little power punches to the fear monster, replacing those negative whispers with positive truths. First up, understand that affirmations aren't some magic wand. They're not about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about gradually shifting your mindset, rewiring your brain to see things in a more constructive light. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a positive self-image. Consistency is key. Make affirmations a daily ritual, like brushing your teeth. Next up, make them personal. Generic affirmations like, "I am strong," might not resonate as deeply as something tailored to your specific fears. Are you battling social anxiety? Try, "I am confident and capable in social situations." Struggling with self-doubt? Then say, "I believe in myself and my abilities." Make it relevant. Make it real. Now, about how you deliver those affirmations. You gotta feel it. Don't just mumble them under your breath like a robot. Say them out loud, with conviction, looking in the mirror. Picture yourself embodying those words. The more emotionally invested you are, the more powerful they become. Think of it like a workout for your mind. The more you practice, the stronger your mental muscles get. Don't underestimate the power of visualization alongside affirmations. Imagine yourself overcoming that fear, succeeding in that situation, feeling calm and confident. This combines the mental shift with a visual representation, creating a powerful synergy. Listen, I get it. It might feel awkward at first, like you're talking to a brick wall. But trust me, those bricks start to crumble when you keep hammering away with positive affirmations. They become a constant reminder of your strength, your resilience, and your ability to overcome anything that comes your way. Let's talk about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to dread public speaking. It was like her whole body went into panic mode whenever she had to speak in front of a group. She tried everything, deep breathing, meditation, even hypnotism. But nothing really worked until she started incorporating positive affirmations. She would say things like, "I am a confident and engaging speaker," or "My voice is clear and captivating." And slowly but surely, something shifted. Her anxiety lessened, her confidence grew, and she actually started to enjoy public speaking. Now, Sarah's known as the go-to person for presentations at work. Who would have thought? So remember, folks, positive affirmations are like seeds of change planted in your mind. They need time, nurturing, and consistent effort to grow into something beautiful. Keep repeating those empowering words, visualize yourself succeeding, and watch as fear and anxiety fade away, replaced by confidence and a sense of inner peace. We've covered a lot today, understanding the power of affirmations, making them personal, delivering them with conviction, and visualizing success alongside your affirmations. Remember, you are not defined by your fears. You are capable of overcoming them, one positive affirmation at a time. So go out there, embrace those affirmations, and tap out of that overstimulation. Ready to join the conversation? Share your own experiences with positive affirmations on social media using Tap Out of Overstimulation. Let's support each other on this journey to a calmer, more confident you. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.